find myself just drawn in to the words of Jesus, as I do every year. I find myself drawn in to the epic story that unfolds in the Old Testament and how it develops and how God clearly directs. And I find myself drawn into the Proverbs. But I have found this year especially the words of Christ and the words of the Proverbs kind of dovetailing into each other. And today was no exception. It's just, I can almost just sit here and instead of trying to put my spin on it, just reread the words of Christ. Because he gives marching orders today. Here he is sending out his disciples for the first time on their own. And he's basically saying, okay, you've sat under me, I've raised you up. I'm sending you out. I'm releasing you. And that resonates with me because release and complete are the words that I believe God has given for this community over this year. So Jesus says, you know, here's how this is going to go down. Here's how I want you to do this. Don't begin by traveling to some far-off place to convert unbelievers. And don't try to be dramatic by tackling some public enemy. Just go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick, raise the dead, touch the untouchable, kick out the demons. You've been treated generously, so live generously. It's fantastic. Because he has given each of us today permission and instructions for where we are. Right here in the neighborhood where all the confused people are. And they are all about us. Lost and confused. And Jesus says, go and tell them the kingdom is here. And then do what I'm doing. Heal the sick. Touch the untouchable. On and on and on. Don't think you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start. You don't need a lot of equipment. He's basically saying, look, don't try to work this all out. Go right where you are right now and get the job done right now. As opposed to all this strategy and planning for how you're going to do something bigger. And I think that's beautiful because it gives each of us a place and permission and God's hand of direction right now. And the Proverbs dovetails into that beautifully because it's saying, look, wisdom is the thing. Whatever you do, get that. It's worth far more than money in the bank. Far more than a big salary. Far more than the trappings of wealth. Nothing you can wish for even holds a candle. With one hand, wisdom can give a long life. With the other, she can confer recognition. She's beautiful. Her life is wonderfully complete. She's a tree of life to those who embrace her. In other words, if you have wisdom, everything else is going to fall into place. Because wisdom is the key, one of the great keys to life, operating in wisdom is operating with clarity and direction. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.